You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Pure Evil MMA. As always, I am your host, Evil Eddie from MyMMAnews.com, and I have a very special guest with us here today. Joining us once again on Pure Evil MMA, we got Rafion Stott. What's going on, Rafion? How you doing?
What's up, man? What's going on?
I'm doing good, man. Not as good as you're doing right now, though. You've been making a huge splash. I know that you've come across some obstacles, and we'll get to that. But nonetheless,
yeah,
you're making a big name for yourself. You're a part of one of the biggest camps in mixed martial arts, period. Matter of fact, I was tuning into Duke's Instagram live, and there you go running across the screen on a track with some of the bigger names. So, how's that camp going right now? I know that you've had a fight fall off at the end of last year, but how are things going right now?
Man, things are going good. Couldn't be better, we're just going, racing toward the top, at Rufus Sport. We just keep getting better and keep getting stronger, the good thing about Rufus Sport is everybody's getting better together, so we got better training partners and better looks, and everybody's just on the same page, working as a team. Teamwork makes the dream work.
So one thing I got to bring up with you, you're one of the guys that everybody talks about, along with Jose Shorty Torres, who recently just made it inside the UFC. He's another guy that had to do, all these obstacles at Titan FC, became the double champ. Have you been following him, and what do you think, of his first two performances?
Yeah, I've been following him. I've been a fan of Shorty Torres. One of my teammates actually trains with him, Josh Smith. I thought I was going to be able to fight him a while back, but we were in two different organizations. He's an awesome athlete, man. I know he just suffered a tough loss, but I'm sure he'll be back and he'll learn from his mistakes.
So you've kind of been in the same position. Like I said, all the eyes are on you. And, you're trying to get back on your feet. But let's start with the most recent event. There was a canceled fight that you were supposed to have. What happened there?
Yeah, so I was going to fight LFA. It was a while back. I forget the date.
It was like December of last year. Was your last fight. And then June 1st was the fight that got canceled.
Yeah, I fought December, and then the fight got canceled June 1st. And, what happened was I was hearing word that I was pretty sure, that I was going to get a spot on the contender. But that ended up falling through, for whatever reason. It didn't work out. They didn't get my name in time or whatever it was. So that fell through. And, the LFA heard that I had the contender fight, so they pulled me from that fight before. The fight was finalized, and then I ended up having nothing, pretty much.
So that's got
to
be really...
I was supposed to fight a kid that I had, which I was kind of excited about because I was fighting a kid that I had fought as an amateur, but he was undefeated as a pro. But he ended up fighting like a week before. But like they canceled my fight, he ended up fighting a week before and losing to somebody who I... that beat also, but yeah, so that's what happened. I was pretty much thinking I was gonna get on the contender series, but it didn't happen.
Why do you think it didn't happen? Do you think it's because the whole Dana White Tuesday Night Contender Series thing, which we're gonna talk about in a second? Do you think that may be a reason, or what do you think?
What, say it again?
Why do you think you weren't able to get onto the contender series?
Oh. They already had their slot.
Oh, okay.
Away field or whatever. And, I'm thinking they have like a kind of an A side and a B side. And they didn't want me to kind of screw up what they had going. So, yeah.
Well, you're
at least that's what I think.
You're a perfect contender for what they're doing there. I mean, they brought in guys like Nick Newell, who has, you know, like over 20 fights or close to 20 fights, but you were 9-1 right now. And I remember when you were on Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series, it was like, oh man, finally Raphion's getting his shot here, especially after, let me say this before we even talk about that. Man, one of the biggest things that sticks out about you, and I interviewed you before this, you beating Robert Emerson was a huge win in your book.
Yeah, for sure. So, he's a dangerous person.
I believe he was, you know, trying to make it to the double title that night, and you held him back from that, which has been like a trend lately.
Yeah.
Like everyone's trying to be the double champ.
Yeah, no, he had the double title. He was like a double champ. He was a champ at 35 and 45, and he was just defending his belt at 35.
And I had him on the show right before that fight that you guys had, and he had nothing but amazing things to say about you, which was one of the reasons why he wanted the fight. He was like, you know, this is a young, up-and-coming guy who's probably going to make it in the UFC soon. So if I can show Dana and those guys that I'm still at their level and with some of these guys that they have their eyes on, it will prove a lot. And, man, you just threw the wrench in the works there.
Yeah, I did. And he was an awesome competitor, a fierce competitor, you know. And that was a good confidence building fight for me to have, you know. My confidence almost shot too high, I feel like, after that fight, because I felt like, you know, stuff was just going to happen, and I stopped, especially that fight after that, I kind of got complacent, you know, not believing everybody was dangerous enough to stop me, you know, so I always got to keep that edge in my mind that everybody's good at something, and I got to be prepared to just beat the crap out of everybody. So
in case nobody knows, let's jump into what happened. After you beat Robert Emerson, Dana White was like, all right, let's give Raphion a shot. So how did you find out about that? How did you find out that Dana White was going to be there for that fight?
I was at a UFC fight. So Victory FC had sent me out to Kansas, like right after that fight, just to enjoy the fight, because they had somebody going to go, but they fell out, so they actually wanted the phone to go. So we drove like a couple hours out to Kansas to watch Demetrius fight Wilson Reyes, and Robert Whitaker fought Jock Ray, and Kimmy Elliott fought. But yeah, so we were out there, and Tyron was in the, I think he was commentating before, or he was just in the crowd or whatever, so I texted him. I was like, hey, man, I'm here, too, if you want to hang out later or whatever. And, so he found me in the crowd, and then he pretty much pulled some strings and had me come down to ringside seating or whatever, and I ended up sitting right next to Dana, and we ended up talking, and he asked me if I wanted to fight the next month in New Jersey for his for the Looking for a Fight deal, and I was like, that's how it happened.
So then going into that fight, was the tension high? Like, obviously, that's like your shot, you know?
My tension wasn't high, and I feel like I was too comfortable, and I was too, I say confident, but I was too sure of myself, you know? I was just, the way I was looking at it, I was like, I'm going to go in there, and eventually, I'm going to wear this kid down. Eventually, I'm gonna beat this kid. I mean, I'm better than this kid, so eventually it'll show. Instead of going there with a mindset of I need to take this opportunity, I need to go prove, you know, I still got stuff to prove. I got to show that in the ring. I got to prove that I'm the best every time I step out there. So I think that was my, I think that mindset is what killed me, because I came out there kind of, you know, relaxed, which, and that's another thing, when I'm facing people, I know everybody's going to be kind of tense, or there's a lot of anxiety going into these fights, like in the first rounds, first couple minutes or whatever, feeling out. So people are a lot jerkier, a lot, you know, got a lot more nervous energy. So I need to be ready for that, and I need to be on point, and I just wasn't. So I got caught.
And the fight ended in 15 seconds. I mean, I was absolutely in disbelief, but you know what, man? This is going to help you along the way, because you're facing adversity.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And it wasn't like you shied away from it either. You were like, you owned up to it, and you got right back in there, and then you got a win over a guy who was 6-1. I forgot his name.
Yeah.
What the hell is it? Arnold.
Arnold Bardon.
Yeah, and you got the win in the first round, so it's like right back on track here. So
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I wanted to do. Some people or some of my management was like that. They wanted me to take time with. As far as like my confidence, you know, I've took in locker before. I know what I'm capable of. I know what I can do when I put my mind to it. So, like stuff like that don't faze me, you know. And as we see with Demetrius Johnson, I mean, that's what shows true champions. You know, true champions don't, whittle or, you know, wilt away in face of adversity. You know, that all that does is make you stronger. So, you know, that's what I was just here to prove. You know, I'm still dangerous and I'm still ready to fight my way to the world championship.
And you know what? Now I'm seeing our buddy Bilal Muhammad, who actually has an upcoming fight again. He's trying to get you in the UFC as well. Like,
Bilal is his man. Bilal wants everybody on his team to win, which is, you know, that's why I love Bilal. You know, and he's a big, vocal Twitter person, and I love him, man. Every time. He posts something, you know. I kind of laugh at, but I'm also like, hey, I'm ready. Like, I'm here. You know, because I feel like my shot is like right around the corner. You know, I just signed with LFA and I got a fight coming up with LFA. But I feel like my shot is like right around the corner, so I'll be ready for it.
And do you feel like, you know, like I was saying at the beginning of the interview, we've seen people like Shorty Torres do so many things until he was given the shot. I feel like a lot of these guys get their chance when they're filling in on a short notice fight. Like somebody in the UFC falls out. Like you got to be on that list for a call, right?
Yeah, I think I am, you know. And something just happened this recently in Moscow. Pierre Jan, I think it was, fell out. And I'm hopefully getting in touch with my manager and Duke Nim and seeing if I can push for that too, you know. I'm willing to travel across the world to throw some hands, you know, so.
And it's hopefully. And it's over in Russia to top it all off. Like, that would be an amazing trip.
Yeah, that'd be fucking awesome to go fight in Russia. That'd be tight as hell. Russia? I've never been to Russia. I've been to Turkey wrestling. Jeez. I've never been to Russia.
So another big thing here is obviously you're training with Duke. How's that going right now, and what is he saying for you to do with the game plan? Obviously, you said you got this fight coming up, but, you know, does he also think, like, your shot's right there, right around the corner? You know, it's
Yeah, I mean, Duke is the ultimate mastermind as far as when it comes to, like, building fighters and building skill set. He says I'm right there. I just got to stay the course and just continue to improve and he always says, like, we're not training for the fight ahead of us. We're training for that shot at the world title. You know, that's what we all are striving for. So that's what we got to be training for. It keeps me motivated too, because you know I haven't fought for a while, like seven months maybe, 8 months now going on. But and it keeps me. Keeps my spirit high, you know, in the times of, you know, fight low, because, you know, it's hard to train hard when you don't have, you know, anybody in mind. But if I'm thinking I'm always training for, I'm putting in work for that championship down the line, world title championship. So, yeah, Duke is awesome, and he's on the same page. He feels like I'm right there. He also says my name's on the short list. You know, they know about me. There was a couple fights that I could have replaced me, but they maybe went with different options. But, he thinks I'm right there, too.
So, listen, before we end our interview here, you're talking about aiming for that championship title, and you're at bantamweight right now, and we just saw the bantamweight title be defended by TJ Dillashaw. Were you able to catch that fight, and what did you think about it?
I did catch that fight, man, and TJ Dillashaw looked amazing, you know, like he has in the past, but since he's been in the UFC, you know, he's continued to improve, and Cody, you know, he made the same mistake, kind of, that he made the first fight, but yeah, I mean, and TJ picked up on it, you know, as you fight these high-level fights, you know, it's a game of inches, and he did a good job of recognizing what inch to take, you know. That's why he's a champ.
So what do you think's next for TJ? Would you like to see him fight maybe Henry Cejudo? Would you like to see him fight Cruz in a rematch?
I would like to see him fight Marlon.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, I would love to see that fight. I think that would be a very interesting fight. Cejudo, I feel like Demetrius deserves a rematch if he wants it. On the other hand, Cejudo, I understand, wants to make a big he wants a big payout while he has the belt, and you can't say he doesn't deserve it too. But that's what I would want to see. I would rather see Moraes or Marlon versus Dillashaw.
And you kind of mentioned it right there. Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson, man, he's defended the title 11 times. If anyone deserves it, Everyone's saying it should be him.
Right.
Why would there be a reason not to?
Exactly. And granted, everything is good with his body or whatever. I watched him on Instagram say he's getting an MRI. So hopefully everything is healed up with that. And if it doesn't, then more power to Cejudo going. If you can go up and you can sell or you can make a lot of money fighting or going after the double champ or triple crown. More power to you, But I just, it's hard for me to root against DJ,
My last question to you here, it's the most popular thing that everyone's talking about, Conor McGregor versus Khabib Nurmagomedov. What do you think are the keys to victory for Conor? What are the keys to victory for Conor McGregor? How does he get past Khabib?
Oh, man, Conor got to stay on his feet. If he gets dragged into the ground, it's going to be like a lion in a shark tank, because Khabib will just drown him on the ground, Granted, I'm not saying Conor's bad on the ground, he's sufficient and he's good, but Khabib is just on another level when it comes to grappling and, ground and pound. He's just on another level. On the other hand, Conor is, he's who he is on his feet. He's a monster there. And if Khabib, feels like he's confident enough to strike with him, Conor can catch him and he can drop him.
Who's gonna win this fight? Who are you aiming for here?
And I'm gonna go with Khabib, man, just cause he's it's hard when somebody is tenacious about a takedown. It's hard to man. I feel like it's hard to stop if you're not equipped to stop him. I don't think he's got the tools to stop Khabib to get him to the ground.
So we'll see.
You never know with Conor, man. You never know.
Yeah, I think everyone's at the edge of their seat. They're saying it's going to be one of the biggest, fights of all time. We'll see if that's the truth or not. But, Rafion, one of the most exciting things about the sport is watching guys on the come up. And right now, you are a guy that I've had my eye on for the past few years here. So I can't wait to see you inside the octagon. It's going to be another celebration, just like when Shorty got his shot, when Matt Bissett got his. So it's only a matter of time here. So before we let you go here, is there anything you want to say to the audience?
Oh, nothing much, man. Just everybody stay positive, and help out our fellow man. And just so y'all know, I got a kid, Clarence Bubba. And I'm just living that daddy life and training,
That change for because everyone that has a kid, they're like, man, it's changed a lot.
Yeah, it has, and it's hard to
because it's a selfish sport.
It's a selfish sport, and at the same time, I feel like I'm being selfish for him. Like I'm thinking about him, a lot of the, when I'm out there running, when I got one more lap to go, I'm thinking of because I feel like in order to be a good good father or whatever, I got to be good or I got to be excellent in everything I do, I can't cut corners because I feel like I got somebody watching me all the time, you know? Yeah, and that's just, you know, that's motivating, and it's daunting, and it's a whole new thing.
And there is no safety net either. Like, this is your job. This is your career. You're right there. So many guys get to this position that you're at. They get frustrated and fall off when they're so close, and it's so hard to see.
Yeah.
And it's awesome to see that you're remotivated. Once you got that loss, that freak accident loss in my book, you jump back. You're doing all the right things. You're in the right place. So it's only a matter of time, like I said. And I really am so honored to have you back on my show. Next time you're on, you'll be, you know, under the contract, we'll assume.
Hell yeah. Yes, sir. Let's do it. Yes, sir.
Rafion, thank you so much, guys. Make sure you follow Rafion at Rafion Stott on Twitter. What is your Instagram? What's the gram tag? Is it the same thing?
Rafion Stott. Yep, Rafion Stott's one word. Thanks, Twitter.
Just want to double check. Rafion, thank you so much. Have a great day, and we'll see you soon.
All right, man. You too.
Behave yourself. There we go. Rafion Stott, guys. So I wasn't even planning on doing this interview live. As you can see, it is live. We did it live. So the title might be a little wrong. I will have to fix that. But guys, I also just released a video of the truth to why I've been away. So all those questions that you guys been dropping in my DM, I know there are a ton of you guys out there going, you know, you said you're doing this live action Fight Companion. Where is it, Ed? Where were you on Talk Tuesday? What was going on? Well, I got the explanation down below right here. So go check that out. It was dropped about 20 minutes ago. And there's a couple of reasons. So hopefully you guys feel me on that. Guys, last but not least, follow me on Twitter, evil_echo. That's EVIL_ECCO. And also on Instagram. My original Instagram page has been banned forever. So we had to start a new page. It's at pureevilmma_. Just like that. Also, we are back on Facebook because the original Pure Evil MMA page got banned for life on Facebook. So now we are at Pure Evil MMAS because I couldn't use Pure Evil MMA_ for some odd reason. As if there's someone else out there with that name. I checked. There is not, so I don't understand any of that. Either way, guys, make sure you follow me on the gram, also on Twitter, Facebook. I'm on all of that. But most importantly, I've been seeing a huge increase in subscribers. We are trending on iTunes for popularity, 20 out of 20. Huge, absolutely huge. Big things for us here at Pure Evil MMA. And also the merch drop, Pure Evil MMA merch. Pure Evil merch. Teespring.com/Pure Evil Merch. Guys, until next time. Well, next time is going to be in just a little bit here. Ooh, which is actually like right now. All right, so I got another interview coming for you guys right now. Stay tuned. I'm Evil Eddie from Pure Evil MMA, MyMMAnews.com. Remember, without evil, there's no purity.